the, maybe to have three or four co-chairs, or, you know, change the title a little bit, so four people are
That's a good idea.
all responsible, instead of just one that has to come.
Yeah, I would have loved that, like.
But just about.
Yeah, we appreciate that, yeah, any other thoughts would be wonderful.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for the long suffering, hang in there, you're gonna make it happen. Done a wonderful job, thank you so much. Thank you, Angel.
Thanks, Angel.
We'll now turn time to Wendy Martinez from our ESP group.
Good evening, kind of an exciting night to be here tonight, to be amongst all the thrilling things that have gone on. Speaking of a, you know, future grandma, I do have a kindergarten coming into Wilson next year, so it's good to hear that we're, yeah, way up in those good numbers, that's good to hear. We did have our last ratification here this month, and we didn't get 100% of our members to vote, but we did get a good majority, and we did, were able to get a good positive vote on the tentative negotiated agreement, so that was really good. We did vote on a new president for that will start June 1st, so after 3 years, I won't be the president anymore, and but I will still be in the association. We've gotten some good members, and there was a good comment, the same, I think one of the problems we have in the association also is that we have new members coming in, which is good, and we have those that want to participate, but no one wants to be in that leadership position. And I don't have to be afraid of Frank, you know, the board's not gonna bite your head off, but they're really nice, I try to tell them, you know, but trying to get him in that president, so I will announce that next year it'll be Elsa.
Okay.
She'll be back. Yes, she'll be back. Anyway, that's really all I have. I appreciate, you know, a big thank you to Frank and Jeff and Suzanne. I'm sure over the last few months, or not few months, but the last several weeks, I know a lot of hours have gone in to try and come up with a plan that they brought to the associations a couple weeks ago. And I know that a lot of time and effort had to have gone into making those numbers work and to evenly throughout the entire district. It was just, it's amazing, and I appreciate the time that you've put into that. So with that, I will give you my goodbye. You never know, I might be back some year down the road, but I'm here to help us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you for all your service over these years, and please don't be a stranger. You know, you can always come up and listen to our hotbed of discussion.
Thank you.
Rayanne's moving to the mic.
Really, I wanted to chase down Mr. Coombs from Murdoch and say, you don't have to give a car to all the teachers, just me. And maybe Paul. I got Paul covered. He's covered me for many years, so we got each other's back. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, May is a great time of year now that spring's here. And we enjoy in May as teachers and school personnel kind of reflecting on the past year and what's happened. And we reflect on our students and the growth that they've made and how we've come to love them. You know, in 180 days, you kind of get attached to your students. You look at their successes, their hardships, their struggles, their victories, and it's a great time of year to be able to do that. Tonight, I think you're going to approve over 300 graduates from Logan High. And I think that represents about 13 years in the education system. By my calculations, that's anywhere from maybe 65 to 80 plus teachers they've had throughout the years. 85 professional educators who have cared for them, who have molded them and helped shape their lives. And when you think about that, what other institution out there do you get that kind of consistency, that kind of care, that kind of love? Many of you will remember that teacher or several teachers who might have shaped your lives. And many of these students, as they graduate, for years and years, maybe till the day they die, will remember that teacher just like you do. Anyway, on behalf of the Logan Education Association, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the support and the care that you, and the resources that you give to our teachers here in the Logan City District. On a personal note, I want to thank you. These last 32 years have been, that's kind of where I ended that sentence, because I didn't really have the words to describe. I don't know that there are words. I just, you know, many of you I've worked with for many years, in and out of the system, and I just so much appreciate from the bottom of my heart the decisions you make, the work that you do, the support that you have given me. Personally, many of you have helped shape and mold my life as well. I don't think in the last 32 years there's been a morning that I've woken up and said, oh crap, I say that, oh crap, I go to homework. Every day has just been a joy and a delight. I work with such great people, educators, ESPs, administrators, and thank you. I just want to thank you so much for the last 32 years. Next year, Priscilla Deeper will be the LEA president, and she'll do a great job. And thank you very much for everything.
Before you leave, Rayanne, I want
new
to
car?
Thank you.
New car? Huh?
No. Well, Jeff, I'll work with Jeff.
Jeff. Okay.
I wouldn't count on it. But I had the opportunity to work with Rayanne throughout my career, and I want to express my appreciation of what Rayanne has done for our students at Logan High and Mount Logan Middle School. Rayanne epitomizes the benefit of creating positive relationships with young people, and she's a professional through and through, but most importantly, she's one of the most caring individuals I've ever encountered in this profession. And I can't count the number of student lives that she's impacted, as well as other professionals and colleagues, and I was one of them. We've gone through a lot of things together, and I am going to miss her tremendously at board meetings. But I also know from firsthand experience that retirement is something that she'll do well at. We will miss you tremendously. But thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
She's also really fun. And she and I have had many fun moments as well as
we can't tell you about all of them.
Yes, we can't. But I appreciate all the fun we've had, as well as all the work that we've done over the years in many different settings. And I'm glad you know that you have a life after schools. And you will always be involved in schools in some way, but you have fun things to do.
Absolutely.
And I think we all need to have those things that we move on to and we look forward to, and I'm so glad that you still have the health to do those fun things. We will miss you, but we need to keep updated on what you're doing, the fun things you're doing.
We still have that lunch date plan.
We do, very soon.
Thank
all
you.
Right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your sincere service. Know you're loved.
Thank you.
That gets us to, Spencer's not here, is someone filling in?
Okay, Spencer's not here. He asked me if I could step in for him. Logan High School, the admin team, lost their first round of the annual volleyball tournament.
Oh no, disappointing.
I mean, after the celebrations we've had today,
I know.
It really brings it up.
Nobody got hurt though.
Yeah, nobody got hurt. That's good. They are excited that everything's on track to celebrate the traditions of the L banquet, candlelight, and graduation next week. Mount Logan Middle School, they're excited about upcoming honors night on the 22nd. They have a mountain team super activity that completed their mountain team's challenges with the greatest effectiveness, and this will be held on Friday, May 19th from 4 to 6. I don't know what those challenges are, but it sounds interesting. So if you want to go to that. From elementary perspective celebration, we're celebrating our Acadian State that's coming in. We don't have enough first grade data yet to know exactly what that looks like, but we are all celebrating kindergarten. They're wrapping up with their RISE testing right now, and that's always a big celebration. From the Administrative Association, we Really appreciated working with the district leadership on the negotiations package and the opportunity we had to discuss issues and come up with some resolutions that will be very beneficial to administrators, and everybody's really happy with the way that that went. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your report. Do we have any public comment? Okay. We'll move to our consent calendar. I believe in that calendar we have a few items that we need to just go through and make sure everybody's aware of. We have our minutes from our previous meeting, our extra duty for extra pay requests, our check register summary, and our check register, and our cash receipts, and our journal entries, all of which are very, very exciting reading. Sorry, Jim. No.
I would move adoption of the consent calendar.
There was one good item in there. I was glad to see that we got our bond payment sent off on time, too. That was a good thing to see. It's nice to get out of debt.
That's always good.
We're hoping we can keep moving there. Go ahead. Dan made the motion that we accept the items in the consent calendar. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Okay, Cole seconds. We will vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? That we will now move on to discussion items. We got our Logan City School District counselors data that we want to spend. It was a project that they've been involved with. We want to spend a few minutes with that. Who is, okay, Liz?
Good afternoon. I have here three of our amazing counselors today and Mount Logan Middle School and Logan High, and they will be talking to you about what they have focused this year for the data project and kind of the outcomes and kind of what are their next steps. So from Logan High, I have Amy Anderson and Trudy
Peterson.
Oh, I was going to say right, but then I wasn't. So Trudy Peterson, and then Ryan Hansen is from Logan Middle School. So I have asked them to kind of share their data and any celebrations they have seen as a council team.
Before I talk about our data product, I just wanted to echo my gratitude to Ryan. She's taking care of my Winston over the last 3 years and helped him through his struggles and made sure that he got to be celebrated and included in all things, and I couldn't have asked for a better protector at Mount Logan, so I'm grateful to her. All right, data project at Logan High School. Our data project was to increase passing rates of our English learners by 15% in their core classes. That is tied to our school improvement plan of increasing our graduation rates. So we know if our EL students are passing their classes, they're more likely to be on track for graduation. So this is our second year with this project. Our first year was gaining baseline data, and this last year we worked on, we have a new citizenship program at Logan High School to encourage students to be in class. We had a mentoring partnership with USU to work with our EL students. Unfortunately, that didn't pan out exactly the way we hoped, and I think we have a new direction with that next year. We have a teacher mentoring program to help with our EL students, and as counselors, we met individually with each of our students to help them stay on track with their courses and plan for their next steps. As you can see, our passing rates did not look exactly the way we had hoped. We kind of have just plateaued, staying at about, the average is 79%. We don't have fourth term grades yet because the term has not ended. So we'll have that soon, and I think it will bring our average up, but hopefully amazingly, but probably not to our 15% that we would like. So next year, as we're looking for our next steps, we're gonna take a more holistic approach to working with our students. We're going to have a mentoring program with our LIA students. to help meet those needs and find that common ground. We're also going to have an activity each quarter with our LIA students to attend a school function to help with that belongingness at Logan High School. We're going to continue our USU tutoring, but it's going to be with our higher level EL students to help bridge that gap and help them make their next steps onto college. We're going to have parent education nights for EL parents to help educate them on the expectations and how to support their students at Logan High School. We're also going to have EL students assigned to mindful, we're going to be more mindful in our placement with our EL students, maybe pairing them up with teachers who speak the same language. We're still working out the logistics on that. We're also, we've been asked to look into our student body officers and to look into diversifying that more. We do have a diversity outreach position, and so we're going to spend some more time reaching out to those students and supporting them on knowing that they can be leaders too. And then we are looking into an intramural sports program with the Boys and Girls Club to have some sports that are not just to try out for to help meet those needs as well, so that all of these students can find a place in our school. We know that when students feel like they belong, that they're more invested and more motivated. And not that our EL students aren't, but we want them to know that Logan High is a place for them and they can be successful there. So those are our next steps.
Thank you.
Amy, how many LA?
EL students.
EL students you have?
Yeah, what's the
approximate?
I think we're working with 120 that are in our data, and that's levels 1 through 3. There are more than that in the higher levels. Yeah, but our focus is on levels 1 through 3. So
okay, so those students with those numbers that you showed us up here, those
yes.
are the 1 through 3, not
yes.
the kids who were integrated into regular classes. Because
yeah.
we sure saw some awards the other night, last
yes.
night, with students from, with
yes, and some
EL
of those
students.
Are EL students, you know.
Or previous EL students.
Right,
perhaps.
Our three two of our biliteracy
yes.
students were previous EL students. They have graduated from that. They passed
so
the
exciting.
Reader test, so that was really exciting. And as we continue doing the biliteracy, now we know the kinks and how it worked out, we'll have more outreach to those students and have even more biliteracy.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Another quick question I had, maybe offhand, do you know how many of these graduates, EL students that would come into the program that are graduating speaking pretty fluent English? And I don't know if you're able to know that, because working in the schools with ESL students and seeing as a lot of them, not a lot, but some will graduate and will still not be able to speak English. Because they are being into math classes and science and different classes. And so, and I guess one thing that I've seen work that I was looking into is that a school vocabulary. So like each week you have 5 words and all those teachers know it and they work on that vocabulary with those students. Because that's one of the things that I've seen that when people graduate, some of these EL students, and it's a disservice because they're not able to speak English and get a job because they can't speak English. And so that's just something to, just wondering if you know.
I don't have the numbers on where a student's proficiency level is when they graduate, because that's not what our data project is on. However, as counselors, it is always our duty to make sure we're looking at how to best prepare that student so that they can be successful when they leave our doors and enter into the community. And obviously, learning English is a high priority. The state does have more restrictions on what happens in the high school, probably at all levels, but at the high school, they have to be in mainstream classes from day one, and then they have their EL support class. Next year, we will have a sheltered math class, which we're excited to have, so they'll have more of that support in that level. But as far as their proficiency and graduation, I don't have those numbers off the top of my head.
And I can look more details with the numbers. I know that it all depends on when they enter to the system.
Yeah.
Like right now, we have a couple of kiddos that just started
in the US and they just started in education system. And so those are definitely not gonna master English, but surprisingly, the data shows, and our WIDA data shows, that they tend to be more proficient at speaking than writing and reading it. So they pick up more on the conversational English than just a more formal one. But I can look in the data and send them for you to you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, and like, thanks. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, before we start with my login, if Shaquille, would you share some collaborations and then later on talk?
Good.
I get to do the fun part and present some celebrations. And one of the celebrations I have here is a little bit farther down on our page, but it addresses a little bit of what you're talking about. And Liz accurately described to you that we have students entering our school at different points, you know, at different starting points as far as their English goes and when they enter and how old they are. We have students that enter with zero English whatsoever. And I have a student who entered this year as a senior, zero English. And so that student will be leaving our school, you know, with the skills that we can teach them at some point, hopefully putting them out into the community with greater skills than they had when they arrived. So we're working on that. One of the celebrations that we have, another thing that we're working on that's going to be hopefully addressed with our data project and also in conjunction with Mrs. Young and hopefully with your help, is we are trying to create a broader, richer program for our EDL students. And one of the group of students that we really feel passionate about are our SLIFE students, students with limited and interrupted formal education. They come to us from a wide variety of places. You know, they come from refugee camps, they come from places where they haven't had any kind of formal education. We also have students who come to us, for example, my Peru student came to me having already graduated high school and she wanted one more year with us at Logan High School. So they come from so many different places and we need to help them, but those SLIFE students, they need some help. And one of the students I have, or some of them I have that I'm going to present to you today is, we have some students who entered from the Marshallese Islands. And we talk a lot about our Spanish-speaking students, but we have a great mecca of Marshallese people here in Logan, and that's unusual. The rest of the state doesn't have that, but we have that here in Logan. So we're trying to address their needs as well. But we have one student who came to us. He's a SLIFE student. He came in ninth grade. He's now a senior. We have struggled to try and help him in doing some kind of assessments. We found that he was not literate even in Marshallese. Not able to count, do math, English. And so our goal with him has been to, let's just try and teach him some English that will be functional for him. He can fill out a job application, he can read the road signs, those types of things. So that's what we've been trying to do with him. And one really exciting thing, he struggled with just coming to school. A lot of our students are not only gonna be first generation higher education students, but they're first generation students, period. Their parents were not able to attend school, so we struggled with getting support from home. So he was like that, didn't come to school, but we have him and four other students that we have identified as students who would be great candidates for Job Corps. So we were able to take them down to Job Corps 2 weeks ago. They were fired up, they were so excited. And we had other students interpreting for them. They really wanted to go there. Two of them are actually graduating with our graduating class next week. So we're so excited about that, but we also have this little guy that I was talking to you about who has come alive. He's learned some English that is functional, and as far as his conversational English, and he wants to go to Job Corps. So they're gonna help him get his GED, and well, not GED, his diploma, and then he's going to go on and learn a trade. So these five boys are gonna be entering our community to be functional and contributing members of our community. So excited about that. We had a representative from Job Corps come on Friday and talked to them and their parents and translated in Marshallese for them, and they were very excited too. Two of the families had two boys who dropped out of Logan High School and they're home, and we're going to try and get them to Job Corps as well. So that was a really exciting thing, a long story, but very excited about that. Moving on with a couple of other celebrations for us. This year was our 6-year review for the state for our counseling department. Accreditation review, and we passed. And that sounds a little bit, you know, road, of course you're gonna pass, but it is exciting for us, it's a lot of work, and so we're proud of that. many of you were at our scholarship night last night, so I just want to recap that a little bit. The total amount of the academic scholarships that we presented were $2,368,000. That does not include the Promise Scholarships. We didn't figure that into that. The Promise Scholarship is the Utah Promise Scholarship that will fill in the gap between what FAFSA will pay and what the student will need to pay, so they cover that amount. That is not figured into that, as well as the Opportunity Scholarship, which is another state scholarship, and we don't have the results for that yet. So that's going to increase that $2 million. So we're very proud about that. Last but not least, I just wanted to, oh, two more things. We've increased our number of students who are taking rigorous classes at Logan High School, our AP classes and our concurrent term enrollment classes. So we have increased our number of requests for concurrent term enrollment classes by 76 for next year. That will bring us up to 886 requests for concurrent term enrollment classes. So that's pretty incredible. And then our AP classes, we have 117 more requests for AP classes. That will bring us up to 592. So just to let you know that the rigorous classes, AP concurrent enrollment classes are alive and well at Logan High School, and we promote those as much as we possibly can. So just a couple of individual celebrations for our students that we've had. We talked about students who come to us with different kind of situations. I have one student who came to us from Mexico. She and her brother came here, lived with an uncle. Turned out the uncle was abusive. The brother had to go home. She had to go live with an aunt. She came to us, and her freshman year, she had a grade point average of 2.5. Her senior year grade point average is 3.4, which gives us a GPA, a cumulative GPA of 2.7. So we're so excited about the way she has grown. We also have two young mothers graduating this year. Both of them are going to be attending higher education. One of them was with us last night at scholarship night and received some scholarships. So those are just some really great, exciting things that we wanted to share.
Last night you had a lot of pathway completers. I was just amazed. Do you know that number? Because I started counting how many pathways.
86 pathways.
That was great.
It's not an all-time high. We've dipped a little bit. All the states or all the schools in the area have dipped a little bit this year. And that's a combination of COVID. The COVID year, a lot of our students were not able to attend VTech, so that interrupted their pathway. And then also the way VTech has changed things a little bit, it's made a little bit of difference in our students being able to go over there. But yeah, we're still at 86, a little bit lower than last year, but we're still proud about that number.
Exciting.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Diane will kind of talk to us about the Logan Middle School.
Hi again. First of all, I want to thank Liz for her leadership with the counselors. She's got quite an education herself this year, and we appreciate her support. We also had our review this year, our six-year review, and passed it with flying colors at the high school. So we've got a strong program going here, and I think that's a tradition. For many, many years since comp guidance came in to play way back in the 90s or so. So anyway, you can see our project was to try to increase the overall percentage of students who were reaching proficiency, and we used just the grading scale as a measure. We know that post-COVID there still are some attendance issues. We tried to separate it out. The attendance, students with big attendance problems, which we identified as missing 20% or more, we have some different programs going. Last year, Paul put in some attendance mentors, which have started working with the kids and things like that. So we focused mainly on the students that were coming to school more than 80% of the time. And last year, we did kind of a baseline. And so this year we are comparing. Now this chart doesn't show last year's, but the blue, the dark blue, actually I don't know why it's on both sides because that's just what it did. But it's mirrored on either side of the lighter blue. But you can see, so this year's sixth grade, this is their baseline for the passing proficiency. And then the seventh grade, the three on the right, last year's baseline, it went from 8.5 to 6.4, so about a 2% better in proficiency in the fall. In the winter, they improved by about 1%. Third term, they actually increased, so I don't know, we could blame it on the long winter, but we'll drill down a little bit more with that and see kind of what happened that third term and see what we need to tweak for last year. Some of the things that we worked on as counselors, any students, weekly, any students that were getting a 0 or a 1 in a class, we would call them in and visit with them. And then depending, we might call home and visit with their parents a little bit as well. And then also, once a month, the teachers have their team meetings, and we would attend with the teachers the team meetings and discuss students' needs and share information. You know, what are you seeing? You know, what are we seeing? And then try to glean information. Now, that doesn't mean we didn't talk to them in between as well. But when we have the whole team in the room, it's kind of a nice conversation to all be on the same page with students. So this year, this next coming year, we will continue to collect some more data and see where we go with trying to help students be as proficient as they can at Mount Logan Middle School. Questions?
Thank you. It's a lot of work.
Keep it up.
I still say middle school teachers deserve battle pay.
Cars.
And cars.
Cars.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else, Liz?
No, I'm not moving because I think we're going to kind of show you the list of proposed clubs for next year.
Okay. Let's move to it. Thank you again. So Liz, help me out. D&D, I assume, is Dungeons and Dragons?
Dungeons and Dragons. And
I can't believe that.
I asked that question last year.
I think the rest of them, I kind of figured it out. But.
Are any of these new, Liz?
Not this year. So I know we're kind of loading the Vivi, but in your board books, you have in one slide all the proposed clubs for Logan High School. And the next slide, it's proposed clubs / extracurricular activities for Mount Logan Middle School. I don't want to read them all, but if you have any questions about them, Paul and I will be happy to answer anything about Logan High, and I will try to answer any questions about Mount Logan Middle School.
Does anybody have any?
Any questions, concerns?
Yeah.
Is there anybody not in a club?
I hope that everybody can participate.
Well, they,
in something.
I know at both schools they have been trying to promote the clubs and doing a couple of times a year sign up for the clubs and kind of, I don't know what you guys call it, but.
Fresh week. What is random fandom?
I want to say that one was more like, it's not.
The idea?
It's things that are like in.
It's stuff they kind of nerd out on. It's
yeah.
just like random
pop culture
like,
that
Battlestar
they kind of
Galactica and anime and just stuff that kids like to geek out on. They talk about it and kind of, yes. David Henderson is the leader of that club and he loves it.
Oh, he would fit right
in. Yeah, he does.
David Henderson.
They thrive.
Oh.
Yeah.
When we were at our national convention, we were there with basically the Comic-Con of
that's
that
what
area.
I was
going to
say.
It was just so interesting to have school board members and that group with all of their lethal weapons that are made out of plastic, you know, and other things.
It's the cosplay club.
Yeah.
So Powder Puff, just like the Powder Puff football. Middle school, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So I'm just double checking
So, and I think the biggest thing, and we started it this year at Mount Logan with the intramurals and part of has been there, but it's just kind of getting the kids more active after school activities. So we did volleyball, we did soccer and basketball. So we're just trying to get those kids engaged in after school activities. Just so.
And who runs those, Liz?
Right now we have teacher volunteers. We've had a couple of coaches, I think, from Logan Heights also that has helped, because the hope is that they can also recruit and keep them in Logan High. But it's been a combination of both.
Wonderful.
Great.
And some of these clubs really have been quite successful. Math Counts, for example. Math Counts is a statewide math competition. It's not often as highly publicized as things like Academic Olympia, but it is extremely competitive. And this year, the team from Mount Logan, they placed high. They had someone who, yeah, you have to choose whether you're going to have team members compete as individuals or teams. They had one individual who, if they had chosen to compete as an individual, would have placed in one of the top 3 to 5 in state. They chose to compete as a team, so didn't have quite that same outcome, but they did extremely well. In the regional competition, they took first. And then went to the state level at down in Salt Lake. And I haven't visited with Trent Christensen to see how they did there, but they were very successful.
Well, in the civics group, it is run by Priscilla Deaver, and it's kind of teaching kids about things. They met with the mayor earlier this year, and so they're just getting involved in the community, doing a lot of community service too, or project services as part of what they discuss after school, and so that one is new this year. Any questions?
How does the new club actually start?
Yeah, there's a form. The policy basically outlines the process, and students have to find an advisor. Then they have to find at least a small cohort of students who'd be interested. That's presented to the administration, and then we share that with the faculty. And then we take a vote on whether or not to approve and support the club. And once that's approved, students go at it. They pick a day and a time to meet. And students who participate need to submit a parent permission.
Is there a minimum number that you shoot for?
We start with 5. Yeah, and then if we, as long as there's a couple of students interested and a teacher willing to advise them, that's what we're looking for.
A lot of great diversity, so hopefully everybody can feel like they're involved and part of something with friends.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for supporting all of those. Thank you to all those advisors who volunteered to do that too. Will you tell them that so much?
Absolutely.
All right, we now move to our action items. We got one more thing, review of our fraud risk assessment. Jeff?
Yeah, so this is just required for you, the board, to review every year. It's basically the same as last year, other than we've added some policies, so we've gotten a few more points. Conflict of interest, ethical behavior, and reporting fraud and abuse. And I just wanted to thank the board members, too, for had a couple of you complete the number 5, for completing the district board member training for local special service districts and interlocal entities. It's an online training that within 4 years of being a member of the board, you need to review that. So thanks for getting those in. That got our points. We're up to 355. 335 out of 395, which puts us in the low risk for fraud category. So, anyway, I thought that we'd have to do an action item, but as I read the instruction, they said no, it just needs to be reviewed by the board. So,
any other comments, questions? Now we'll move to action items. So, we have before us and discussed in closed session a statement on stable neighborhoods to provide
It was a work session. It was a work session.
Work session. You're right.
It was legal in a closed session, so that's
legal,
why I brought it up.
A legal session. Logan City School District Board of Education resolution promoting stable neighborhoods. Any other conversation on that?
The example of the resolution in board book, obviously you've joined the Williams family, Greg.
She, I noticed Rachel picked that up, so.
Okay.
It's the one I have here tonight. Probably you want this one signed.
I am so sorry. Did she give you the correct one?
Yep, she's on top of it. Poor. Any further discussion? I think this fairly states how we want to try to promote the development in our community.
I was able to talk to, Logan City, a few of the board members of the city. They said they're appreciative of having this information and that they will make the best judgment for the city based on this, and I hope they do.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear we don't have any changes.
Okay.
But I think it's critical that we make sure and distribute this if we haven't done that to other key people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so nice when you go to the city council to be able to say, we have passed this. Not, well, we've discussed this, but this is what we've passed. Here are the current board members' names and hand it out. It has a lot more strength to it than just one of us going and talking on our own.
Okay, so do I have a motion to continue to put in place this resolution on promoting stable neighborhoods? And to communicate that as the interest of the board and the district to developers, the municipal authorities, and members of the community.
I'll make that motion.
Larry's made the motion. Do we have a second to the motion?
I second the motion.
We have a second. Any other discussion? If not, we will vote. All aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we've got a bus purchase. So how many buses do we own, from Jeff?
That's a good question. I'd have to ask Wayne the number. We just...
when Cass County asks for money, we just buy a bus.
No, we set it up several years ago, before I got here, they had in place, and we followed that plan that we buy a bus every other year. So... this one, the reason I brought it to the board, it wasn't part of this year's budget. We won't pay for it out of this budget. We won't pay for it until it comes, and it won't come until 2025. But because we're ordering it this year, that's going to require us to pay for it at that point. And I just wanted to thought it'd be a good opportunity to update the board on that, our commitment to cash. When they, you know, they do our busing, but they ask us to purchase one bus every other year. A few years ago, we were able to get them for half off, and so. Bought quite a few, and so we went several years without buying a bus. And we ordered one in 22 that was delivered this year. And so, you know, it's odd that we're ordering one the same year, but the reason is they're back like a year and a half. Over a year it takes after you order a bus for them to come, and so we don't expect to receive this bus until fall of 2025. And so that's some of the stuff that Cash is having to deal with, and so they placed an order this year. I think they've already sent theirs in for 7 buses, 1 trip bus, 1 special ed bus, and 5 route buses. And they're also with the Department of Environmental Quality grants that we were receiving, we had to destroy an old bus for every new one that we purchased on with those grants. And so, you know, they wanted to get rid of the more polluting buses and replace those, and that's why they were giving us money. And so it saved us quite a bit of money, but we couldn't, you know, we had to take a bus out. And so Wayne is happy to know that we can get additional buses now, but we don't have to destroy the old ones, so that helps with the bus fleet. He's listed some other, you know, he's
telling me some other things in there that, you know, that they used to get propane buses, but they're not getting the deals on those that they used to, and they don't last as long as the diesel buses, and so they're purchasing diesel buses. Cole, you know, went to, while we were at the SBA, talked to some bus manufacturers, and they told him that there's grants available and things, and Wayne said he's checked those out. There would be some additional costs if we were to go to electric, and so getting one or two buses doesn't really make a lot of financial sense, but he said apparently the state has, so the state Department of Environmental Quality apparently pays half the cost of electric buses for Uinta School District. The EPA pays the other half. Wayne said he hasn't been able to get that deal, but he said if we ever get it, then we would go to electric buses and we would, you know, put the infrastructure in place and those kind of things. And so he's looking at that, but they haven't been able to find that yet. But I talked to him, told your request.
I appreciate where
we're at with that. And so that's, anyway, that's just the report. And again, and, you know, with the dollar amount, I would just like to have the board approve the bus ordering, knowing that we won't pay for it until it gets here in fiscal year 25, but you're aware that we are ordering it. It is, it's gone up quite a bit. The 182,000 is a pretty big number for a bus. I think they were just over 100,000, I think, the first bus that I was involved in purchasing. So costs continue to go up, and apparently they're having supply chain issues too, and it's taking them longer to get those built out to school districts. So
they're not paying for it, but that price will hold until 2025.
Once we place the order, that's going to be the paying in 2025.
Other discussion. Do I have a motion to approve the purchase of a route bus that will receive in fiscal year 2025 for the amount of $182,642?
I'd be happy to make that motion.
Frank's made the motion, a second to the motion.
I second that motion.
Second the motion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Graduation approval of the graduates of Logan High.
Always exciting.
So this is simply the approval of the tentative list of graduates. These are the students. We know that the high school, as the counselors referenced a little bit, continue to work with students to make sure that they meet their requirements for graduation up to, in some cases, the day before graduation's ceremony. So it's possible that there will be some names added to this list, but this is the tentative list of students that the counselors and the administration believe will have completed the requirements for graduation for the ceremonies on the 26th.
And you have the list memorized?
And we have to move to adopt, to approve the names.
Yes, so we just have the board move to approve these names so they can move forward with the graduation.
And I would, if you're ready for that, I would move the approval of the tentative graduation list.
We have a motion by Ann to approve this list. Anybody willing to second that?
I'll second.
Larry has provided us with a second. Any questions for Liz or any conversation here? Then we will move to vote. All those in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Just running down and seeing all my neighbors that are graduating. Okay, now we'll move to the negotiation ratification for this next school year. And Frank, turn the time to you to discuss that.
Thank you. This, as you've heard referenced a couple times tonight, each of our employee associations have tentatively ratified this proposal that's brought to you before, brought before the board tonight. And Jeff and I are both very excited about it. The board has put a great emphasis over the last few years in really trying to boost employee compensation in all employee categories and make sure that the The compensation package that is provided for employees is something that both attracts employees to our district and helps us to retain people over time. And we've been able to do some really fantastic things, and this year is no exception. With some of the additional funding that the legislature provided, as well as two RDAs that have expired through our partnerships with Logan City, we have some additional funds that we have available to dedicate towards employee compensation. So you see there the bullets of the proposal that we have brought forward. The district will continue to offer our high deductible insurance plan with the premium paid 100% by the district. We had a 5.4% decrease in premium costs this year, so that provided additional funding that we could use for compensation. We will raise the health insurance waiver from $1,000 to $1,200. All eligible employees will receive one increment advancement on their respective salary schedule. $4,200 will be added to the administrators and licensed salary schedules. That is the money that the legislature allocated through the educator, the ESA. Educator salary adjustment, thank you, yes. HB 215. So that will be added in. We will do a cost of living adjustment of 6%, which is based on increment 20 for the administrators and licensed salary schedules. All eligible employees will receive continuing education increment advancements for those who earn education beyond their bachelor's degree. There will be a 3% one-time salary adjustment that will be divided into three payments over the course of the year in December, March, and May. And our district directors and high school principals contracts will be extended by 14 days in order to allow those individuals to work through the summer and help with some of the reporting, hiring, and other tasks that we've seen become increasingly placed in the summer months. So that is the financial package that we have worked with the associations on through the negotiations process. We appreciate each association and their involvement, the feedback they brought, and their willingness to look at the needs and interests of different associations as a whole and come to a resolution that we believe provides the greatest benefit for the greatest number of employees in our district. So with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions that the board has, but we would, Jeff and I both recommend that the board approve the proposed employee compensation package for the 23-24 school year.
Other thoughts that have come about since we discussed this in our earlier meeting? Do I have a motion to accept the employee compensation package as proposed for the school year of 2023-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Larry is so moved.
I second that motion.
Cole has given us a second. Others, thoughts? Let's vote. All those in favor of approving that, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We'll now move to the financial report.
Okay.
Jeff?
Look at the financial report. You see that we've already received more local sources than projected. And so I'll look into that a little bit more. It looks like that we had some local taxes that came in. And so I'll go through that and find out. As we get into June and budgeting, I've been so focused on negotiations that I haven't really gotten into what that is and why, but that will come out when we do the budgets in June, so I will give you a more detailed report on that when we get to that point. Also, at the bottom of the expenditures on the last line, you'll see the 405-203. It's really close to the 405-243, but they don't have any correlation. Ended up close numbers, it shows a deficit of 405-203. Again, you'll see that the other uses of finances in the current column is 46-238, and if you go to the food service at the bottom, you'll find that other sources is a positive 246-238, and so those offset each other.
Let's see. There's some other, so our capital projects, you'll also see that the total expenditures, we've expended more in capital projects than we have budgeted for the year. Once again, I make those projections not knowing exactly when contractors are going to bill us for things and when they're going to complete work, and so I make a guess on that. Actually, it's interesting to note, I checked just to make sure, but so the total carryover, and again, this budget is based off the final budget projections that I make at the end of the year, and so I wasn't sure how much, I mean, we had some pretty big payments to contractors for Ellis and other projects, and so I wasn't sure when they were going to bill those at the time, and so I always estimate that high just in case they do bill us so that we don't end up projecting a budget that's lower, and so that total budgeted carryover is actually about $10,600, I believe, so we're almost $2 million higher than that. And so the fact that we're coming in this year a little bit of an overspending that kind of offsets the fact that I projected that we would spend more not knowing exactly when those bills would come in. And so instead of coming in FY22, they ended up coming in FY23. And so, you know, that's the way that we budget, those kind of things happen. And then also on the food service, you'll notice that state sources and federal sources revenue lines, we received zero revenue on both of those for the month. And I talked to Paul, and he said that because of spring break, we were late in the billing. So you'll see
two
months worth in the next report. So anyway, are there any other questions about the
So when you look at the revenue with the total operating budget, it shows the federal sources we projected to be about $8 million, and we've only received a little over year to date, I guess we've received about $5 million.
Right.
I assume that the rest of that's coming just as we get reimbursed for projects. Is some of that ESSER and the Logan Canyon project or what?
Yeah, and exactly. That's okay. So the local sources are primarily local taxes, and those come in typically, you know, November, December, January. And we'll get some in February, and then they'll clean up that in March.
It's great to see that was better than what you projected.
Yeah, so we'll get those. The state sources, most of those are split out over 12 months. So it's pretty much even. There's a few that we get in lump sums, but most of those, they split out over 12 months so that we have operating capital throughout the year. The federal sources, we always expend it, and then we request it in the quarter after it's been expensed. And so that always lags behind. And so you'll see that's normal, that, you know, we'll request reimbursement after we've expended it. It's illegal for us to request those funds before we spend them. So we have to show that we spent those funds before we can request reimbursement. So those always lag behind a few months.
And you're feeling comfortable that you'll have enough information in June that we'll be able to adopt that final budget, and we won't get any little letters from the state saying we overspent by $5.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how close we get. If we go over, they write us a letter, even if it's only $2. If we're way below, they don't say, way to go, you stay below. So I know that's a game Jeff plays in June.
We err on the side of not.
And it's nice that we can adopt that final budget in June that can reflect what we think we actually received and actually spent.
Right.
Any other conversation about the budget? I believe we're done with the items that we had. Any court or committee reports?
Just a quick shout out to Shanna, a very successful foundation golf tournament last week on Friday. We get a lot of support from the usual players, Jason Pond and others. The student artwork, every student that submitted will receive payment. But I think that's a starting point. And talking to the three teachers at the beginning of the next school year, they'll inform their students of that possibility. And I think the young man, Tyler Hamlin, that was recognized last night a couple of different times, I think all four of his pieces, pottery pieces, sold. And the two photos, yeah, Frank's got one right here. Yep. Shannon, did you get Dead Horse Point, a photo?
I haven't looked into it yet. I haven't had time, but I'm going to. I did not win the silent auction there, but we're going to reach out for some other possibilities.
Okay, great. But again, just a shout out to Shannon and Stephanie and all the people that helped them. Very successful. And we had good weather and good turnout. And so thank you, Shannon.
It's always nice when that's over, isn't it? Those are big projects. So thank you so much.
I sent all of you a picture from the preschool gathering.
Yes.
That was a really fun party last Friday. The weather was perfect. They were outside. I saw lots of parents I know who come through the system or my neighborhood over the years, and we were able to have a discussion of what a great benefit preschool is to our community and especially the Logan City School District. And some of them told me that they were, you know, one child was planning to go elsewhere for first grade because, well, for kindergarten, but they give backpacks and t-shirts to kids. If you live in the Bridger neighborhood, you get a Bridger t-shirt unless, you know, you're going to go to Hillcrest. But anyway, their child has told them they have to go to Bridger because they went to Bridger preschool. So really fun that they start getting a sense of identity with the school there. And I think that's another help that preschool does for us. It's a good start in our school district. So wonderful shout out to our preschool teachers and Lorraine especially.
I'd like to commend Shannon as well on the golf tournament. And the employees of the year that she does and all of that, you know, it sometimes seems like she always gets to do the fun stuff, but I know that there's a lot of work behind that fun stuff that goes on. And, you know, we get to show up as she makes those awards and you know, see the cheers and everything like that, but it is a lot of work that she puts in for those things, and they really are beneficial. And Larry, I wanted to commend you for that idea of the student artwork. I thought that was a really good addition to the
thank you.
To the golf tournament. I thought that was, you know,
nice,
great idea. Yeah, and it was great to display what we're doing and to show the community what's there, and also be able to give those students an opportunity to sell some of their artwork. And so that was a great idea. I thought it went really, really well.
Okay, with that, calendar items. Got a busy week next week. First off, Steve Norton is there having a celebration for his retirement tomorrow.
That's the 18th, by the way.
Oh, that's not tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not
good,
the
17th. Good, because I've got to be 18th. In Salt Lake tomorrow, and I would have to hustle back and make that.
So, yeah, just change that. To the
18th. All right, 18th, 2 to 3 p.m. at their offices. I'm sure there'll be enough people there. You just follow the crowd. You'll find out where to go. Although that is a big office. You can wander around in it for a while. Okay, Latinos in Action Senior Night tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the cafeteria.
It's actually at
5:30.
Are you going to try? No, I'm going to Andre Bocelli.
I will try even harder to get there.
Okay, I have not RSVP'd. Can I still show up?
They have two of us down, so if you wanted to go.
All right, I will cover. Well, I think I can do that tomorrow. I'll be well back by that time. World Language Night at Hillcrest, 5:30 to 7:30 on May the 19th, Friday. Monday, we have Mount Logan Middle School Honors Night, 5 to 6 for the younger grade, 7 to 8 for the older grade. Great. And I don't know where 7th fits in that. Are they in the 7 to 8 or...
Yeah, Don't they do it by family?
Oh. I think it's by alphabetical.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's like this part of the alphabet, then a parent doesn't have to sit through both sessions.
So if you're an M, do you know which one you're in?
I don't know for M's.
I'm sure they do, but I don't.
Okay. We have the senior waves happening at our elementary schools, and middle school, 9:30 at schools. They should arrive about 9:40, it says on here, and then walk through Mount Logan Middle School at 10:30 on May the 23rd, Tuesday. The Yale Banquet is at 6 p.m. at the Riverwoods Conference Center that evening. May 24th, we have fast forward graduation at 2 p.m. and we have candlelight at 8 p.m. at the stadium. And let's all, I'm not sure who's in charge of weather. Is Larry in charge of weather?
I think it's supposed to be good.
Graduation.
Logan graduation on Crimson Field at 7 p.m. on May the 25th.
It can be covered. They're going to be covered over.
Well, we are, but those poor students are. You know, if we've got to, we've got
rain. I don't have my cancer specialist.
We'll be under. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll keep you out of the sun. We will keep you out of the sun some way.
What time should we be there on that night?
I don't know, but we'll get confirmation from the high school on how the procession and everything is going to work, what time they want us there.
Okay.
We'll get that out.
Okay.
Nicole, we sit on the stand at Kenwood.
Yeah. She's saying that to you because the first year I came in, I was dressed kind of like just to sit out there, and she came down and tried to get me to go up there. Okay, so she's warning you in advance. You didn't do that for me. I don't know why. Okay. With that, we better go home. Thank you, everybody, for your service and for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.